Arg! Ahoy there, matey! Welcome aboard the world of boating.
Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
You're gonna need a bigger boat.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
I was just looking into buying a boat of my own.
Call World of Boating toll-free now at 1-888-28-BOAT. That's 1-888-828-BOAT.
And welcome. This is the World of Boating. Greg, your first mate. Barry the Boater, Mike the Mariner, rounding out the crew on this special Christmas edition of the big show. Hopefully you're going to make the best of the next few days and get every gift that you've ever desired. And whether you're on the nice or the naughty list, I'm on everyone's list, but it's usually not.
Depends on who.
Exactly. Depends right. on the person. But yeah,
I'm sure there's a hit list somewhere.
Well, okay. There's one of those too. But hey, look, it's a festive season and I'm in a festive mood. So we got a lot of stuff going on in the world, and we're going to just kind of zero in on the latest boating news and information and kind of pick up on what Barry the Boater was talking about last week. He had a major upgrade. Or, well, I mean, he took his 17-foot Triumph out for a run a couple weeks ago. Everything was perfect with the exception of one particular depth. What was it? A Garmin what?
It's a Garmin 140 depth sounder / fish finder.
And everything went great on the cruise back and forth until he got back and realized when he got it back up on the trailer, there was something hanging by a wire. Which was
no,
the
there was
sensor.
Something missing.
Oh, it was totally missing. Yeah.
It was totally gone. It was missing in action. The transducer, which sends out the ping that the depth sounder uses and then receives that ping, was no longer attached to the boat. All that was left was a wire dangling from there.
Yeah.
And the mount that mounts directly to the transom of
the
boat.
And the wire does not ping on its own.
No, what it does is it holds the transducer in place as you're traveling at 35 miles per hour, and it keeps flinging that thing up into your transom and knocking, ding, 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 and that's what it was thinking.
Can't relate to that. I can't relate to that. Did you say 35 miles an hour?
Yeah, true. My little boat. Yeah,
my boat does 16.
16 on a good day. Flat calm.
Yeah, but your boat actually has an enclosure when it rains. I just sit there and get wet and shake.
Right. But when you got it back on the trailer, you realized, okay, the sensor came off. That's what I was hearing. It's gone. And you promptly said, dope.
And then,
it's like, all right, well, I got a little repair. I'm going to have to figure out how to do
replacement. Yeah.
Yeah. And you're like, can I replace it with a new system? Or, I mean, going in, you sounded like last week you were a little concerned, like, oh, this is going to be a pain in the butt. But then all of a sudden I start getting these texts from Barry, I'd say, Wednesday or Thursday. And he's like, hey, check this out. This thing's, it was a breeze. It went so smoothly. It was like a Christmas gift to Barry the Boater.
And you usually don't think about those with boats. Garmin, their engineers, props to them, man. Yeah. I had an older depth sounder, the 140. Okay. A basic depth sounder. And I went and found their basic newer depth sounder, which has a different screen. It's in color. It does more things.
Right. Major upgrade stuff. However,
I bought that. And however, so I had to buy that, and it comes with a new transducer, which meant, taking off the old one. Mm-hmm. And you thought, oh, I'm going to have to drill new holes and I'll run the cable, and then I'll have to mount the top, the receiver part, the display on my center console, and have to drill new holes and somehow cover the old ones. No. Lined up perfect.
How about
the transducer used the same mount. Those holes lined up.
Wow.
It was just put a new sealant and put the screws in and mount the thing and then run the cable. I used the old cable to pull the new cable through.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how old was the old system that you had?
It was from 2007.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
So I had 3 generations of miles ago, on it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So everything's upgraded, but the mounting system they used, they haven't changed it at all. So you lucked out Or that was forward thinking on their part from the standpoint like, hey, if it ain't broke, let's not mess with that. And then
it makes it easier for
future.
Yeah, it makes it easier for people that already own Garmin equipment to just upgrade without having to worry about, oh, I'm going to go plugging holes and fixing holes.
Right.
So the transducer mounted perfect. And then I thought, okay, well, you know, I'm going to have a problem with the display itself. Mm-hmm. And I take the new mount apart and I look at the three holes. And then I look at the holes on my center console. And I go, wait a minute. And it fit perfectly.
How about
and I
that?
Go, oh, damn.
So you got to give Garmin props for either.
Oh, I'm writing him a real paper letter and all that, saying thank you to the engineer that decided that people want to continue to use Garmin equipment, but they don't want to constantly drill new holes and cut new things to make it work.
Well, we'll give them credit from the standpoint that they probably meant to do that, as opposed to like, we don't want to bother
they
doing
did it
anything
by an accident.
Yeah. I mean,
I think they meant to do it. Yeah.
I would think they probably did, because that, you know, that's a common thing. I mean, yeah, you know, you might figure there could be boaters out there that have a similar situation where they just want to upgrade a system after a few years anyway with the latest and greatest, you know, monitor screen or whatever. So they say, okay, well, let's make this so it'll be easy switch out and you can upgrade. And I think that's just forward thinking and being a good manufacturer as opposed to, you know, let's come out with a new model and everything's outdated. And you're going to have to really, you know, recreate the wheel kind of thing. And it makes it frustrating for the end user and customer. So, yeah, we got to give props, like you said, to Garmin for doing just that. And, you know, I'd like to see more of that. Wouldn't you, Mike? What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. And actually, you know, I just went through that whole process to upgrade my boat after the lightning strikes we've talked about in the past. The interesting thing is, so when I went to, I had Raymarine on my vessel before, and now I have Garmin, new radar, chart plotter, multifunction display. The interesting thing is, on the old system, my autopilot was a separate unit. So I had, you know, an autopilot, a multifunction display, a radio, and a chart plotter. Well, now I just have a chart plotter and a multifunction display and a radio. The multifunction display actually contains the logic for the autopilot. So now I have fewer spaces. So I had to actually leave my old autopilot in place with a plate over it.
Yeah.
So I didn't have a hole in my in my dash.
Right.
So things are getting more compact. The capabilities are getting far better with fewer pieces of equipment, and it just it's a nice, simple, intuitive interface with those products, and I couldn't be happier with it.
Well, there you go. Absolutely. So this project, Barry, that you had to do, it ended up going from like a major thing. How long did it take you to install this new system, you figure?
A couple of hours. The hardest part is, and it's not even the hardest, it's just pulling the wire underneath the boat, you know, through the hull, is because sometimes it'll hang up. That wasn't too bad. It's just getting my body into that little space to wire everything back up again, the power line.
It's kind of like a chimney that was Santa issue. You know, if he had on some Christmas magic dust or something,
I wired it up. I got everything squared away. I put a bucket of water underneath the transducer, turned it on, and powered up. And even the software is intuitive. It just took you from one menu to the next as far as setting up all your settings and stuff like that. So, yeah, it's a good little device.
Okay. So, yeah, you're a happy camper then, happy boater, I should say.
I'm waiting to take her out. She's ready to go. Everything is fixed. I told you I rebent the antenna bracket. I was able to take it apart, put it in a vise, and bend it back so that it's straight again. And
did I miss good to go? Why was it not straight?
Oh, because
I hear the story.
I have a routine normally when I load and when I launch and then when I retrieve my boat. One of them is that I don't put the antenna back down till the boat's on the trailer. So what I did was, while I was waiting, is I put the antenna down ahead of time, pulled the boat up on the trailer, and I had these two guide arms on each side, and the antenna, instead of going on the inside, went on the outside and bent the bracket.
And once again,
happened to me before.
He was heard saying,
go!
And there you go. All right, more coming up on this special Christmas edition of The World of Boating next.
You're You're listening to the World of Boating Radio Network.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.